have a short message today because of treasure hunt. And so I want you to turn to the book of Exodus. We're still going to have the word of God, certainly, because we all need fed. Amen?
Amen.
Exodus in chapter 19. Exodus 19. That is a spiritual ringer. At least if you had the ringer go off in church, at least it's playing Amazing Grace, I guess. And it's better than some that I have heard, trust me. And But it's better if your ringer doesn't go off in church, but I'm glad it's spiritual. Now, all of you, reach your phone now. Make sure it's off. And Exodus chapter 19. Let's stand together. And we'll start in verse, I'm going to start reading in verse 3, Exodus 19. And it says, "And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord." I'm going to pray, and then you can be seated after I pray. Lord, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power of it. Thank you for your people. Thank you for the good crowd of kids, Lord. Please anoint those teachers with the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, anoint me with the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for all the people who are here today. Every one of them is so important, Lord. Every adult, every child, Lord, every baby. I pray you bless them for being here, and I pray we'd have a great day. I pray we would learn what we need to learn from your word, and I pray the Spirit of the living God would fall fresh on us. And you would do the work that needs done in this crowd. And I pray if anybody doesn't know you as Savior, they would know you. If they know you, may they become a peculiar treasure unto you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There's a key word in verse 5. It says, "Know therefore if." If is about the most important word in the Bible. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. If any man hear his voice. There's so many ifs in the Bible. Because one real important thing in the Bible that's a huge theme in the Bible is very simply free will. And that's that word if comes in. God wants to do his part, but he, for whatever reason, he doesn't have to. He's a sovereign God who can control everything if he wants. But in general, God tells man if you want to. It's the way God is. God's good about that. Now, there are some ultimate circumstances where his sovereignty reigns and he has to do something. He has to work something out. And he does things, like the end times are going to happen the way they're going to happen, no matter what. But God, all over the Bible, says if. And he starts off with that very important if. And I just want to say this to you. I don't know if I could say anything even more important to you than this. Whatever you kind of life you want to have, and whatever kind of victory you want to have, whatever kind of Christian you want to be, it's all the if laying on you.
Yes.
If you want to be a good Christian, you can be. Yes. Doesn't matter what you've messed up, or where you've been, or what you've done, or what you've come from. If you want to serve God, yes. If you want a great life, if you're married, you want a happy marriage, if you want to raise godly kids, it's all an if on you. Now, you might say, I just can't do it. You can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God will give you the ability to do it, but it's all a matter of if. Yeah. It's conditional of them, Israel, taking and keeping the covenant. God was making the words covenant in the Bible, you would call it a deal, a handshake, a promise, a vow, almost like a marriage. God says, okay, Israel, here's our chance. If you will take my covenant and keep it, you will become incredibly special to me. And you'll be my people in a very powerful way, and I'll work in you in a special way. Let's look at that verse. "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the earth is mine." It's an amazing thing that we are here a lot longer. This promise was made 3,000 years ago, more than that, 3,500 years ago. And it is still true that those people, God's people, if you mistreat them, you are still punished. And if you bless them, you're still blessed. America might simply be the most prosperous nation in the history of the world, but it's because they're the nation who said to Israel in 1947, yes, we're going to vote for you to become a nation. We support Israel when everybody else in the world is against them, and we're the most blessed nation in the world. And by the way, vice versa, there's no more Nazis who killed the Jews. And all the countries that hate the Jews, look at their nation. There's a few rich people who are the oil sheiks, and there's a whole bunch of people who are very poor following, walking through deserts, following camels to oases that are very poor in a land of sand. God says, these are my people, and you became very special to me. But he says also, and by the way, they have always done right, and God hasn't always blessed the Jews either. He hasn't always blessed them because they've done wrong, and God says, hey, you're humans, and if you do wrong, I'm going to punish you. But you're still my people, and you're very special to me. And if you will follow what I want, you'll become a peculiar treasure unto me. It is Treasure Hunt Sunday, in case you didn't notice. And we have treasures. We have all kinds of treasures here. And the kids have different ideas of what a good treasure is. For example, little Nathan Davis, all he likes is cars in life. It's his first word, car. And he likes cars. And he keeps walking me up and say, Pastor, can I have a car? I said, Nathan, if you find a car, you can have it. Can I have a car? Yeah, if you find one, you can have a car. Can I get a car? If there is the biggest treasure chest is this tall and there's a car next to it, he's going for the car. Because that's his peculiar treasure. And there'd be some kids, they don't care about a treasure chest. They want a... By the way, we got these giant boxes of it, huge things of Cheetos. They're a big plastic container. We got a bargain on those things, praise the Lord. And I got a closeout sale, $1 each, hallelujah. And big old things. And we were walking around, and I have a treasure chest in one hand that probably has $35 in it. And in my other arm, I have tucked underneath that big thing of Cheetos. And I'm going, look at this treasure chest. I said, do we get these Cheetos? You know how many Cheetos you can buy with $35? But the Cheetos are big and yellow. Cheeto balls, by the way. And how many you want them? And okay. But the Cheeto balls are going to be there. But you know what? Some kids want the Cheeto balls more than they want a treasure chest because that's their peculiar treasure. And I could ask some of you, how many would like a Ferrari or how many would like a new Camry? Which one do you want? And once you would say, strange enough, I'd like the Camry. I can't pay for the insurance for the Ferrari, let alone I can't put it in the back seat. And because that's what you use and that's what you do in life. And if you couldn't sell it, I know. And because that's what you like in life. And there's certain things you like. We have different tastes. We have different things. God says, Israel, if you will serve me and keep my commandments and keep my covenants, you're going to become a peculiar treasure to me. You're going to be that special treasure I just really like. I'm going to say to the angels that Israel is my treasure. Like a parent who has a baby that they just think that's the cutest baby that's ever been born, or a grandchild. And it isn't. My kid's the cutest that's ever been born, but they think theirs is. Because they have that peculiar treasure of theirs that they think is the cutest thing in the entire world. And that's theirs. And it's theirs. You ever seen somebody who thinks their baby's cute and the baby isn't cute? Look at this thing. Isn't the cutest baby ever saw? And you want to tell, you can't lie. You say, boy, that baby's something. You want to say sometimes, yeah, that's an ugly baby, you know that? I mean, it really is. But you don't say that, of course. You just think of tactful ways to say, oh boy, it looks just like you, or whatever you say. And you think of something tactful to say, but because it's theirs. And to them, they should think it's the cutest baby in the entire world. Oh, no comment, but have I seen your baby? I don't know if I've even seen your baby. Jade is cute, I know that. I don't remember what the other one looks like. And by the way, the cutest baby in the world is going to be born in about a month. And it'll be the cutest. By the way, Byron babies are cute, aren't they? Because it's going to be a long service if you don't say yes. They used to say, that's my baby, and it's the cutest baby in the whole world. Sometimes somebody works on something and makes something theirs. It's custom made. And they make it just special, just the way they like it. It's real cute, and it's real nice. You ever seen a guy who built something, and it's the biggest piece of junk in the world? But they brag and brag about it because they made it. It's like, that thing's not going to stay together. But they made it. I fixed some things with duct tape and JB Weld and super glue and everything else. And I was pretty impressed with my fixing job because I didn't have any money. That's all I could fix it with. And I went and took my wife and said, honey, look at this. It works. And she just didn't think it was beautiful. But you know what? It's a peculiar treasure to you. And God says, you as people will become my peculiar treasure. God says, I'm not impressed with universes. I said, let there be light. They're there. I'm not that impressed with the big things that other people get impressed with, but I'm really impressed with my people. They become my peculiar treasures. A kid finding a treasure today will find the perfect treasure. They'll find just what they wanted. They wanted the Cheetos, or they wanted the car, or they wanted the treasure chest, or they wanted whatever. They wanted their special thing, and they'll be more excited, and you'll say, but this is more valuable, but they wanted that. God says, I want my people. They're my peculiar treasure. And he says, you'll become special to me. And he says in verse 6, and ye shall become a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. And you'll be very special to me. You can be that peculiar treasure to God. I'm going to go over to the New Testament, but in 1 Peter, and you can listen along. You don't have to turn there, but I'll be in 1 Peter chapter 2. If you don't have your Bibles, you can just listen as I read this. We can be a peculiar treasure to God. Now, here's the interesting thing. 1 Peter is a book written to Jewish people, Hebrew people. It's written to Hebrew Christians, and it's going to use what we just read out of Exodus 19 to say to New Testament Christians, you can be those same peculiar people to God as the Jews are. That means you today, everyone listening to my voice right now, you can become a peculiar treasure to God, a special treasure, a wonderful, wonderful thing. Hey, if your great-great-great-grandma passed down to your great-grandma and your grandma and your mom to you some locket, that doesn't matter how valuable it is. It's a special treasure to you. You might not think you're much, but to God, you can be a very special treasure to him. And if you'll do what the Bible says here. And 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, to whom coming unto as a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but a chosen of God and precious. That's Jesus. Ye also as lively stones. God, Jesus is the precious stone, but your lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you that believe, therefore, he is precious. But to them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same has become the head and the corner. A lot of the passage there is paralleling, quoting Exodus 19. We're going to show you a few ways how to become God's treasure here and how you can be special to him. First of all, you can offer a sacrifice of praise. You can offer a sacrifice of praise. Ye also, as verse 5, as lively, living stones. In other words, you're like a jewel to God, but you're alive. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. Remember, Israel could be the nation of priests. And he says, you can be that. And verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Same phrasing, same words. Why? That ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know what he says right there? He says, you can become a peculiar, precious treasure to him by showing forth his praise. Listen, God likes praise. When you look up and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, I praise you for saving me. Lord, I thank you for calling me to be yours. Lord, I thank you for saving my family. Lord, I thank you that I have a Bible. I thank you I'm free. I thank you I have food today. When you praise God, God looks around and says, there's a treasure right there. I got a bunch of gripers. But I don't got a lot of praisers. You can tell me everything that's wrong in your life pretty quick, usually. This is wrong, but you can't tell things that are right. And you usually can't tell things that are right until things go really bad. Then you look back and say, boy, things are going really good then. I didn't realize it. Until things go real bad. Listen, can I just tell you, you got a lot of things to be thankful for if you're breathing, if you're seeing, if you're walking, if you're talking, if you're hearing me right now. Listen, I might not be much to look at, but that you can see me, you're a blessed person.
Oh, hallelujah!
Quit griping. And realize that God says you're a peculiar treasure if you are a praiser. A praiser. First of all, you want to be a precious treasure to God, a peculiar treasure. He wants somebody to show forth his praise. People to look at you and say, that he sure thinks God is good. God likes praisers. They get God's attention. By the way, biggest book in the Bible is Psalms by far, and Psalms all praising God almost.
Yes.
It's about praising God, and God loves us to praise him, and so that's very important. Number one, if you want to be a treasure, is to offer sacrifice of praise. Number two, come to him for salvation. Come to him, sir, for salvation. Look at me here. We'll get them into class. 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to read you some verses here. How to become a peculiar treasure, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be that you have tasted, the Lord is gracious. That means you've found out that God saves. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But to them to be disobedient, then he isn't precious. Verse 10, which in time past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Very simply, it says you didn't obtain mercy before, but now you're the people of God. You want to be precious to God? Listen to me very carefully. If you want to be precious to God, it's very simple. To be precious to God, you got to be his. I can walk by a jewelry store and say, you know what? I don't say that is the most precious thing in the world to me. I don't own any of it. I can drive by a nice car and say, it's so precious to me. It's not precious to me. It's not mine. Okay? You know the house most precious in the world to me? Mine. Now, my house is not a mansion. It's big enough for my family. Praise the Lord. Thank God. And I got a big yard for the kids to run in. Praise the Lord. However, it's the most precious house in the world because it's mine. And you know what? If something's yours, it becomes more valuable to you. You ever had something that you liked that was yours and somebody else thought it was a piece of junk and they treated it bad? But it's yours and it's important and it's the only one you got. Listen, you want to be precious to God? It's very simple. Can I say this? You need to receive him as Savior.
Yes.
Until you're his. You say, well, I was just born a Christian. Nobody was born a Christian. Well, I'm very religious and I live a good life. I must be his. No. You don't get to God by you being good, by the family you're born in, by your religious background. That is not how you get to God. You get to God very simply by realizing that you're lost. You have sins. You can't get rid of your sins. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know how important you are to God? God's Son died for you.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. That's how important you are to God. Why did Jesus have to die? It's very simple. Jesus had to die because you've sinned before.
Yes.
If you sinned before, and if you get to heaven by you being good, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. Because you and I have sinned, and heaven is perfect. Listen to that very carefully. Heaven is perfect. There is not one sin allowed there. If you die and have one sin in your record, you will not go to heaven. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If heaven's here, you might come here. You might be real religious and live a good life, but you might come here. But if you miss heaven, the alternative is very hot. And you will miss heaven, and you will not be with God. Why? Because of one sin or two sins or 1,000 sins. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good you've been, how religious you are. You have come short, and that's why you need Jesus to save you. When you come to Jesus Christ and you say, Lord, I am a sinner. I've come short of heaven. I need Jesus to save me. He died for me, and I believe that he died for me and rose again. Please save me. You receive Jesus Christ, and right then you become his.
Yes.
Until that point, you don't become a treasure to him. Right. He loves you. He wants you to go to heaven, but you're not his. You're your own. But then you become his. When I received Jesus Christ when I was about 15, just when I was about almost my 16th birthday, when I received Jesus Christ, I became God's. And when it's yours, it's more precious. He wants you to receive him as Savior. And today you can do that. You don't need to wait. And just after the service, we'll give you a chance to receive Jesus Christ, your Savior. And you can ask him to save you and trust him to get you to heaven. But I can tell you nothing else. Being baptized, being religious, going to church, none of that's going to make you his. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Number one, offer up a sacrifice of praise. Number two, come to him for salvation. Number three, to become his precious treasure, keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but to them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same has become the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they are appointed. Did you notice Jesus, that he said in Exodus, he says, if you will keep my commandments. Listen, there's nothing that makes you more precious to God than becoming His and then keeping John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's a lot of people who say, well, you know what, I'm not going to do what God says. I'm going to do it my way, but you know what, God still loves me, and He does. By the way, He loves everybody. He loves the people who hate Him, reject Him, and say He doesn't exist. He loves them anyway. But those who say, Lord, what Your word says, love people, love my neighbor, go to church, tell people about Jesus, pray, read my Bible, clean up my language, clean up my thought life, quit watching bad stuff, loving the unloveless, giving to the needy people, and all the things the Bible says to do. When you keep those commandments, God says there is a good, obedient one. Just now He loves everybody, but you become a peculiar treasure. There's a lot of people out there who claim God, but not a lot who really walk the walk.
Come on now.
You want to become a treasure to Him, you keep His commandments. Yeah. And last of all, and this one's a little different, but you want to become a treasure to Him, be peculiar. Be peculiar. You got to be different. Verse 9, it says right here, but you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth His praise. There's many verses where God says we're supposed to be different. And let me read to you out of Titus. Titus, and it says in about being peculiar, Titus chapter 2 and verse 14, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Peculiar means different. Peculiar means standing out. Peculiar means everyone looks at you and notices you're different. You know what? I like being different. I don't like being weird because I'm weird and don't brush my teeth and wear clothes that clash. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, I like to be different because I'm in a wicked world. Light should stand out in darkness. Light should stand out in darkness. Listen, when me and my family walk into a restaurant, we're different. And by the way, almost every time I ever go into a restaurant, almost every time I go into a restaurant, my family, someone in that restaurant, usually the waitress, but someone many times from across the room will come over and talk to us about our kids, say, your kids are the best kids I've ever seen. They'll say that in the middle of a restaurant. Why? Because every time kids come in a restaurant, they oh no, screaming and yelling, I want this, and throwing their food. And our kids aren't going to be like that. We want to be different. We want to stand out. We want to look like Christians. We want to look different, walk, talk, act, dress, everything different. Here's illustrate this to you. You say, I'm special, I'm this, I'm that. Listen, precious, precious is something that is peculiar. And peculiar is not common. Let me illustrate this to you a little bit. Someone gave us these here. These here are very, very beautiful, if you can look at these. These are called opals. Okay, I'll look walk around a little bit with these opals. If you look at these, it looks like they have a light inside them, the way they glow. They're beautiful, beautiful things. I mean, they are as pretty as any kind of rock you'll ever see. If you look, it looks like they had a light inside of them. They're just gorgeous. Somebody gave us these to sell for the church to pay for something. And they're, look at those, all those stones, those beautiful opals. Aren't they beautiful? See that, the color of those things, the color of these? They have all kinds of color and light inside of them. Yes. Only one problem. They aren't very valuable. You know why they're not very valuable? Is it because they're not beautiful? No. It's because if you go on eBay and type in opal, you'll get about 45,000 of them. They're common. And it does not matter how beautiful something is. If it's common, it's not very valuable. Okay? You say, you know what, if Pastor, if I really lived like a Christian and didn't tell the jokes at work, or I didn't say talk like other people talk, or if I carried my Bible to school, I would be weird. I'd stand out. If I quit doing that stuff, I quit. Yeah, you stand out because you're rare. There's a lot of pretty shiny things in the world, but not all of them are gold.
Come on now.
Gold's rare. Diamonds are rare. Opals aren't. And yes, you can be like everybody else, and you fit in, everybody thinks you're cool, and you talk like they talk, and you live like they live, and you're not standing out because you don't drink like they drink, and you don't do the things they do. However, you stand out. And standing out is because you're different. And different makes you valuable because you're rare. You want to be a peculiar treasure to God? God says, I want a peculiar people. Where everybody says, what's different about you? You're not like the rest of us. And some people run from that as Christians. They're trying to be as worldly as they can, as fast as they can, to try to be cool and like the world. Jesus says, come out from among them and be separate. If you want to be a peculiar treasure to me, I got lots of them that are just blah. I want somebody who's different that stands out. I want a church that stands out. Yes. They're different. Yes. They're much different. A Christian stands out because you're a little Jesus. You notice Jesus stood out? When he was alive, Jesus was coming. Everybody knew it because he was different. And you ought to be different. You ought to be helpful, loving, kind, merciful. You ought to be spirit-filled. You ought to be bold in your faith. You ought to be full of the Holy Spirit. You ought to be holy in your life. Listen, you want to be a peculiar treasure, you got to be different. Peculiar. You want to be a precious treasure to him. He calls him, you're a peculiar people. He calls him that multiple times. I want to be a Christian that's different than everybody else. Not to try to be different to be weird. I want to be different because God wants me different and I'm light in darkness. You want to be a peculiar treasure, how to be his treasure, offer a sacrifice of praise, come to him for salvation, keep his commandments, and be peculiar. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, thank you for the chance to preach your word, Lord. Thank you for this passage. We pray you'd help us today. Lord, if anybody doesn't know you as Savior, may they know you, and may each one of us become a treasure to you. In Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed.